For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Bring Your Own, a catch-all bookish most of the time podcast. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And today is a bonus episode of Bring Your Own. We are so excited. We are going to be looking at some of our listeners' top 10 books of the year. If you tuned in last week, you heard our top 10 books of the year. And we wanted to hear from you guys. So we're really excited. We're going to do a really quick, what are we reading, what are we drinking before we get to the good stuff.
I'll go real quick. I have a Pepsi Max today. No Coke Zero, you guys.
Cheater.
That's crazy. And then I am listening to a book called The Favorites by Lane Fargo. And then I'm reading Deep End by Allie Hazelwood.
Amazing. I have a crisp Dr. Pepper today. One of those little tiny mini babies. And cute. I am currently listening to Flirting with Forever by Cara Bastone. Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
They finally got a good narrator for this series. It's so good. I love the concept. It's been so great execution-wise so far, too.
Of course, you start this when we need to keep it short. So I can't yap about it. I am reading Deep End by Allie Hazelwood. And I am listening to A Curse So Dark and Lonely by Bridget Kimmerer. She loves a gaze. And I'm drinking a Michelob Ultra.
Ooh.
In one of those like can bottles. Cute.
Oh. Cute.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Let's get right to the good stuff, you guys.
Let's do it.
How this is going to work. We are going to say your lovely username, and then we're going to read your entire top 10 list in order. Some of you guys put them in order. Some of them you guys said they were just random, but we're just going to read them in the order that you typed them to us. And we will give you a letter grade based on how we thought your list was. And some of you guys read very similar to us, and some of you guys read so different from us. So thank you for listening if you read very differently than us.
Yeah. Please also don't take this too seriously. Maybe
you can go judge the fuck out of ours. We posted them for everybody to read.
Give us a letter grade for ours.
Yes,
give us one back. It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And if this is your top 10, stand by it. Like, just because I think you have bad taste does not mean that you have bad taste. And if I think you have great taste, there are going to be other listeners that are like, oh my god, they have horrible taste. Anyways,
let's get started. Yes. The very first one comes from our listener, Julia E. Green, and her list goes like this. Ready or Not by Cara Bastone, You Should Be So Lucky by Kat Sebastian, Emily Wilde's Map of the Other Lands by Heather Fawcett, The X-Vows by Jessica Joyce, The Marvelous Light by Freya Marsick, The Prospects by K.T. Hoffman, Business Casual by B.K. Borison, Today, Tonight, Tomorrow by Rachel and Solomon, and Savor It by Tara DeWitt. What do we think?
I give that list a solid L, but not in the way you're thinking. L for LGBTQ plus, because you have a lot of queer romances on your list, which I love to see, and love seeing my picks from my own list on this as well.
Yes, I agree. I was trying to think of like a letter grade. I like the L for LGBTQ. That was great. Ally.
Talk, Valentina.
I would say like I was gonna say D for decent. Decent. I see a lot of faves of mine as well, so I enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a T for taste because every book that I've read from this list, I have loved. So you obviously have great taste.
Period.
Love that. Great work, Julia.
Thank you, Julia E. Green. Good job. Woo! Okay, next we have a list from reading.with.k. By the way, we got all these names from Instagram. You should be following us on Instagram at bringyourownpod. Mm-hmm. We will love to do more of this in the future if you would like to participate. But reading.with.k's list goes as, and theirs isn't a full top 10, just a few. The Windy City series by Liz Tom 40. Play Along mm-hmm. is their favorite. Our Secret Game by Jan Boswell. Collide by Bal Cabra. Daydream by Hannah Grace. And then Kiss the Sky by Becca and Krista Ritchie.
Okay. When I first saw this, I think my letter grade is going to be a C for confusing.
I was going to say E for eclectic.
Okay, yeah. Because, okay, now I haven't read everything on this list. Just a disclaimer. I haven't read Our Secret Game and I haven't read Collide. But personally, I'm following different people. I haven't heard great things about Collide. So that's just what I know of it at the mm-hmm. moment. And then Daydream, I have read Daydream by Hannah Grace. I didn't love it. It was my only Hannah Grace book that I read tonight, and unfortunately didn't love it. However, mm-hmm. I will say you save yourself a little bit with Kiss the Sky and Play Along. Those are great picks.
Yes. My letter grade is S for Strays, because you got a few strays, which the main one being Collide. I did not like that book, but it's okay. I'm in the minority, apparently. Like, a lot of people love that book.
Okay.
But I don't know why. You should explain it to me. I probably still won't agree, but it's okay. Love Windy City, though. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to stick with my E for Eclectic. Play Along, Kiss the Sky. Excellent choices on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Perfect.
Good list,
Kay. Okay. Good list. And then next we have Abigail Stone, 10. She only gave us 4. She gave us Old Enough by Haley Jacobson, Writers and Lovers by Lily King, The Wedding People by Allison S. Patch, and Kingdom of Ash by SJM. The letter grade I'm going to give this is E for emotional damage, because there are a lot of emotionally damaging picks on here, Abigail.
They're all emotionally damaging.
I like it. But wow. Are you okay? Yeah. You know?
I agree with that. That's mm-hmm. what I'm going to give it to.
I'm going to give it, a big S for sad girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to give you a hug, Abigail.
I know.
Writers and Lovers is so good, you guys. Have you read that?
Really? Brandy,
you told me to read it, and I did it on audio. Kayla, it's a good audiobook. I think you'd like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Abigail, if you're listening, how do you feel about the 13? Are you okay? It's okay. If you know, you know. It's okay, girl. I cried too.
I don't think you're supposed to invoke that, but it's okay.
Next one is from maze.books, Myra, and their list goes Intrigued by Danger by India Carter, One More Shot by Anise Starr, Sing Me to Sleep by Gabby Burton, Air of Flames by Asia Monet, Bloodmarked by Tracy Dion, and the Mead Mishap series by Kimberly Lemming. That's the books that, like, The Time I Got Drunk and Saved a Demon, those ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I give this a big, beautiful B for Black.
I knew you where that was going. Yeah, I know.
You love your Black romances, Black fantasy, and I love to see it. I still need to read Bloodmarked, so it's on my TBR.
Wow. I have read 2 on this list. I read One More Shot by Anise Starr and Bloodmarked by Tracy Dion. I really liked One More Shot. I read that whole series, and I think that one was my favorite of hers. She's an indie author. And then, Bloodmarked by Tracy Dion. Obviously read that one and really love that one, too. So can I give the same letter grade? Am I allowed? Okay. Am I allowed?
A general B for Black from all of us.
Okay.
Thanks, Kendra. I haven't read Bloodmarked yet. We were just talking about this recently because we need to. Kayla, like she says, has. Mm-hmm. Oathbound is coming out. Kendra and I have both read Legendborn, have not gotten to Bloodmarked yet. But we're just saying that we think we need to reread Legendborn before we jump into Bloodmarked. I have read the Mead Mishap series. That was so fun.
I was just going to ask. If any of you guys had read that one.
Okay. Yeah. Daniel's mom recommended it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How? How does that happen?
She, she found him and loved him. She is a huge reader, and she reads everything. She reads, sci-fi, fantasy, romance, everything. So she read those, and she texted me. She's like, these are so fun. I think you'd like them, because she knows I read some smutty books. So.
Slay Queen.
Mm-hmm. Love.
I love that.
Our next list is by Chow Christine Reads, aka Christine. I saw this list and Christine This is like my list, essentially.
Oh, I just read it.
Yeah. Ready or Not by Cara Basso. Been Towards the Sun by Jin Devin, which is one of the only books on here that I have not read. Promise Me Sunshine by Cara Basso, which comes out next year in March. Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell. Funny Story by Emily Henry. How to End a Love Song by Yulin Kwong, which I also haven't read yet. Heavy Hitter by Katie Cotugno. Guys, I love that. Meet the Benedettos by Katie Cotugno. Also a great book. Summer Romance by Annabelle Monaghan. And The Other Side of Disappearing by Kate Claiborne. Mm. Also, Brandy Christine was like a rainbow girly before you became a rainbow. Like when I was posting about it, she was like, oh my God, I love Rainbow too. And then like, you now read Rainbow. So if you want someone else to talk about Rainbow with, you should DM Christine.
Catch me in your DMs.
Yeah. Attachments is like her favorite book. Like, yeah.
I love that.
Kayla, how would you rate this?
How would I rate it? I give it a P for period. I really like it. I think it's a great list. Like, some of my faves are on there. Summer Romance. Love that book. I did really like The Other Side of Disappearing. It's not on my favorites list, but that's, I still like that book. Funny Story. Promise Me Sunshine. Ready or Not. I also enjoyed How to End a Love Story. That's a good book too. So great book, great list.
Yeah. Brandy, what about you?
Yeah, I'm gonna give this an M for my bookshelf because this is cute. Basically just what I'm seeing. I love that there's like a little bit of all of us on here too. Right. Like there's like Rainbow and Emily and Kara, but like also like Kayla read How to End a Love Story, and like she said, the Kate Claiborne book, and obviously Katie Cotugno on there for Kendra.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to add the Jin Devin book to my TBR because I saw the cover when I was writing all this up and I was like, oh, this looks like something. Christine, we have the same taste.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you a T for twin. Hey, twin.
I love that. Okay. Our next one is Carla Groulart, I believe is how you say it. I'm so sorry if I'm saying that wrong. But she submitted Ready or Not by Cara Basso, Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young, If It Makes You Happy by Julie Olivia, Off the Hook by Julie Olivia, Lost and Lassoed by Lila Sage, Book Lovers by Emily Henry, Magnolia Parks Into the Dark by Jessa Hastings, Love Theoretically by Ali Hazelwood, The Wedding People by Allison Espach, and then finally the Empyrean series by Rebecca Yarros, which is, you know, fourth wing. And she says, I'm not ashamed of this one. I'll defend these imperfect, flawed books until I die. Which, you know what? Hey, if you stand on that, you stand on that. I did not like Iron Flame at all, but we move. However, the rest of this list, I'm going to give it an S for Slay because it's pretty good. It's pretty good. There's only, looking at this list, there's only one book on here that I haven't read, which is Off the Hook by Julie Olivia. And everything else on this list, I really enjoyed. So, Slay Queen.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give this book a T, but not for twin. A T for trending. Like, these are all books that I know are popular. Mm-hmm. Like, you are probably on Book Talk a lot, or you follow a lot of hot girls who read. So, you have a good list.
I was going to give it a B for Bookstagram. Like, you're on, like, these are the same books that are popping up in my feed. So,
yeah.
Yeah. We must follow the same people, Carla. I want to read those Julie Olivia books so bad.
Same.
I'm glad that the audios are out for that, like, Off the Hook series. And I will be listening to If It Makes You Happy right when it comes out on audio.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when that's coming out.
She said next year, hopefully. Yeah, it's just long as fuck. Like,
I didn't even realize it was that long, honestly, when I was reading it.
That's a good big book.
That's just, yeah. But that was me. Anyway, great list.
The next one's from Hanifa, and they submitted Ready or Not. Again, that is all over these lists, you guys.
You guys listen to the pod.
After I Do by Taylor Jenkins Reid, How to End a Love Story by Yulin Kwong, The Other Side of Disappearing by Kate Claiborne again, Notes on an Execution by Dania Kukofka, The Lost Story by Meg Schaefer, Play Along by Liz Tom-Forty, The X-Files by Jessica Joyce, How to Hide in Plain Sight by Emma Noyes, and A Million Junes by Emily Henry.
I'm trying to think of a letter grade.
Yeah, girl, you kind of stumped us because this is a solid list.
Yeah.
The only, like, J, I'm going to give you a J for Jump Scare because Emma Noyes. I read Guys Girl by her this year. Hated that
Oh,
book.
That was like, the author was who wrote that book?
Yeah, but apparently, but the thing is, like, Guys Girls had, like, really good commentary on people living with ED, eating disorders. And I know How to Hide in Plain Sight is a book about OCD. So I would love to see her commentary on that, because I did enjoy the commentary on that she had about ED. So, or to an extent, I could tell it was an important book for her. So, but yeah, you get a J for jump scare for that one. Because
I'm giving you an F, but not bad F, an F for 50-50. Because I've only read about half of these books, but the half that I have read, I have really enjoyed, which makes me think I would enjoy some of the other ones that are on this list.
Yeah, I'm like looking, I've read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 out of the 10 on here. So yeah, I would say same, like with you, Brandy. So Brandy, I'll steal yours and say half half.
The next one is from a Sunshine Bookworm, aka Sarah. Her list goes The Measure by Nikki Sloan, Bourbon and Secrets by Victoria Wilder, Fortunate Misfortune by Maya Ancha, On the Rocks by Maria Graham, If It Makes You Happy by Julie Olivia, Love on the Line by Vi Dinton, Crossroads by Devaney Perry, Fake Game by Madison Fox, Daisy Hates by Jessa Hastings, and they did note that they have not read DH2 yet, and then Bloom by EJ Blaze. And they commented that lots of indie caught their attention this year.
Yeah. Before I saw that comment, I was going to give them an I for indie. But I have read, let's see. Obviously, we talked about Julia Olivia already. I haven't read Crossroads. Never mind. I have read Bourbon and Secrets by Victoria Wilder. I haven't read the second book yet, which just came out. But I'm really excited to read it because the girl on the cover, if you've seen those covers, they're very hot. They're very hot covers.
Yes. Kayla, you have texted me that like 20 times.
I have. The girl in the second book is a burlesque dancer. So I'm like, oh, let me tune in.
I've seen really good things about that all over Bookstagram recently.
Okay. I enjoyed Bourbon and Secrets. I wouldn't call it a favorite, but I had a good time. Like, that's all I can say. So
I read the smut in that book.
You did?
Yeah, girl. It was good.
I didn't know you did that.
I would give Sarah's list an okay, girl, as in like, I believe you. I don't know how many of these books I personally would pick up, but I know there's a big audience for a lot of these books that I just don't know if I fall into anymore.
I'm going to give this a why for you do you, you know? Mm-hmm. I hope you continue on your Magnolia Park's journey, and then you can go back and listen to our Magnolia Parks episode because we spoil a lot, so hopefully we haven't spoiled too much for you. Also, we all said recently that we kind of moved away from indie this year, but it's nice to know that indie is still going strong, and maybe some of these authors will become trad, because I feel like especially like Victoria Wilder, she had a good year, so maybe Bloom will snatch her up, because you know they're always on the hunt.
No, I'm scared. Don't, actually.
Same with Julie Olivia. I'm shook that she hasn't been picked up yet either.
That actually, yeah, I am kind of surprised.
I bet she will soon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see it.
Someone's going to get her. Dell. I could see her being a Dell.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, next is from our friend Stephanie at Stephanie's Shelf. She has, I'm looking at her list. Wow, okay. Funny Story by Emily Henry. The Unmaking of June Farrow by Adrienne Young, period. Savor It by Tara DeWitt. Play Along by Liz Tomforti. The Winners by Frederick Bachman. The Wedding People by Allison Esbach. Wisteria by Adeline Grace. Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez. And When He Was Wicked by Julia Quinn. I would give this a D for dedicated listener, because I think you're a dedicated listener, and or you just share a lot of the same tastes, and I love that.
Yeah, I was going to give it a Y for yup, because a lot of those books that you were reading, I was just going, yup.
Yeah.
Brandy, when are you going to read Adrienne Young?
That's not. I give this a Y as well for that's pretty solid. I really want to read Frederick Bachman, because a lot of our mutuals this year read Frederick, and I know he's been around for years, and his work gets translated. I forget which country he's from originally.
Destiny loved one of his series.
Beartown is that series.
I did not know he was translated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, he wrote Anxious People, which has been on my TBR for 12,000 years. So maybe 2025 will be the year that Frederick and I meet. Yeah.
Men. Oh my God. Scary. Just kidding. I'm sure you're great, Frederick.
All right, and our last one for this part is from Reed underscore with underscore Caroline, obviously, aka Caroline. Her list is Bride by Allie Hazelwood, The Grumpy Devil series by Elizabeth O'Rourke, The Summer series by Elizabeth O'Rourke, Promise Me Sunshine by Cara Bastone, Ready or Not by Cara Bastone, Into the Dark by Jessa Hastings, This Summer Will Be Different by Carly Fortune, Funny Story by Emily Henry, The 7 Year Slip by Ashley Poston, Savor It by Tara DeWitt, Youth of You by Jessica Joyce, and Yours Truly and Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. Wow. Tea for taste, wow. Girl.
Yeah. That's a good list. Yeah. Tea for taste.
I give this an R for rewind because you had a lot of hits from last year on here. So I'm assuming you're catching up on a lot of your reads. Also, Elizabeth O'Rourke, S for Samantha Britmore. Are you doing these on audio or are you... physically reading these. Also, you should do her Across Time series because the first two books are really good and the last two books just came out on audio and I really want to do them. Yeah. Honestly, Brandy, I think you would like those. Like, good. Jason Clark does them.
I own the first one because Samantha Brentmore and Jason Clark. Maybe I'm ready to get back into my Jason Clark phase. I don't think I've listened to a single audiobook he's done this year.
Did the ick pass?
At all?
I would have to look. I'm sure there's been a couple, but not like... For, you know, the past 3 years, well, I was like...
Oh, you have, because...
Swift and Saddled? Did,
yes.
Yes.
No, it wasn't Swift and Saddled, it was Lost and Lassoed.
There we go.
He did Lost... Oh, yeah, you're right. Duh. I always get... I always get which, like, one was done by Teddy and Jason, like, mixed up.
Trust
which
me, I know the difference.
I'm calling PRH to tattle on you.
No!
And then really quickly, we had some listeners submit like one-offs because people don't have their top 10 lists all figured out yet. So some of those were Wrath of an Exile and Hollow Boys by Monty J. And that was submitted by Mia McLox. I'm assuming that's how you say your username. Mia. Hey, girl. The Other Side of Disappearing by Kate Claiborne by JC Diesel 21. Now I kind of want to read this book. I had an arc of it and then I gave it to Kayla.
Thank you.
And then, Kayla, this will actually make you happy. Our friend Hadil the reader, submitted Ember in the Ashes by Saba Tahir and Their Vicious Games by Joel Wellington. Both Kayla has read. Yeah. Wait, you read Their Vicious Games?
I read it
when
this year.
When did you
year?
Read that?
Or no, I forgot. Did I read it this year or
you
last
definitely
year?
Read it this, I don't know. But
I read it
read
last
it.
Year.
Okay, then I read it this definitely read year? It. I think I read it, like, maybe early this year or spring, something like that. But I have read it.
Yeah.
I did read it.
We read
both
it.
Great picks.
Yeah.
Prefix.
Maybe I will do Ember in the Ashes. Who knows? Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this awesome bonus episode of At Bring Your Own Pod. We will be back in a new season, early winter. But until then, we'll be keeping you entertained with these fun little bonus episodes. So, and be sure to follow us on Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod. And if you ever want to chat with us, please slide into our DMs. We love to yap. And if you agreed with your rating, if we did your list today, let us know. If you disagree, we'd also love to know. Or if you're someone that has another rating that you would like to give some of these lists, we'd also like to know.
Yeah, and make sure you go check out part two when it comes out in a couple weeks as well, because we are not done. So see ya.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.